Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Oh, what is up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from our Zoom show. The Skanks are all here. I'm Big J. Okerson. Of course, we got Davey Smith and the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, reigning defending Ellismania champion, which some people say is arguable, but I think you are.
I've never been defeated. I've never been defeated at Ellismania. Even the boxing match that me and Jason Ellis had.
Oh, you were defeated in that.
Yeah, bullshit decision. It's like how John Jones was, he got that one loss technically because he fucking elbowed the deaf guy in the head.
On the ground. Oh, I thought he kneed him on the ground.
No, he elbowed him,
No, it was down 12-6 elbows.
Yeah, and he fucking beat the shit out of him to a puddle of mashed potatoes and he lost. So technically,
well, it's not like exactly that.
I was robbed. They wanted to see more time. If they just went based off of scoring, I feel like I won that round. But regardless, technically, you shouldn't call me undefeated Ellismania champion.
Yeah, but to me,
technically, when he knocked me off the platform.
Yeah, that's right.
Water,
I lost by a shark at one point.
I'm actually 1-2 at Ellismania.
I still like to say it's you, though. I still say you're the reigning defending champion.
Fine, fuck it. Undefeated, undisputed. Like
Luis J. Gomez.
Fuck yeah. Blah, blah. What's up, doggies?
What's up, dudes?
What's up, dogs? The fucking Zoom show.
Davey, you missed a fun one on Monday.
I heard that you guys paid tribute to Bob Saget and Nikki Glaser all in one.
Yeah, Skanks did it first. Skanks did it first.
And Nikki heard that we were going to do that, and then she wrote a song to copy us.
Yeah, actually, if we didn't do it first, they'll all wish we did. We didn't do it first, maybe, but we did it the best.
Can we, Jay, debut the professionally recorded version of your song at the end of this episode?
No, I don't think so.
No, not for us, but for the Friday show, obviously. This is pre-taped.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's absolutely what we should do. It should be a world premiere on Friday night.
They used to do that.
Yeah, remember like in shows in the 90s, they'd be like at the end of this show, there's the premiere of a video.
Yeah, that's right. After Blossom, you got to hear Joey Lawrence's "Nothing My Love Can't Fix For You, Baby." Oh. Yeah.
And like on a 90210, you would hear "How Do You Talk to an Angel?"
Yep.
The Heights. The first time. Dope track.
And then there was something after one show on NBC. I remember the big premiere of that was Fox, I think, but it was something. It was Michael Jackson's Black or White. That was a big deal.
Oh, yes. Really? Yes. What was that? I completely remember this.
You can look that up. See if, what it was, Bobby.
As you guys were saying it, I was like, I've never remembered them premiering a music video at the end of any network sitcom ever until you just said that. I was like, no, that was at the end of a show. And it was like a big, big deal. It was like because Magic Johnson was in the video.
No, that's
was,
well, let's no, remember
Magic
the time.
Johnson was in the
Remember the
he
Time.
He was in Remember the Time. And
Eddie Murphy, which no, made, no, no, by no. the
that
way.
That was another on. Big debut, though. That video.
I think it was.
That was another
one
big
with
debut.
Jordan in it.
Yeah.
He had the one
that's
with Jordan
jam.
In it too. That was jam. That's when,
beep,
yeah.
Bop. Dude, that's by the way.
Beep, bop, boop.
I had to show Christine that song because I've been going around the house now going, Dabs, beep, bop, skip, bop, doop, bop, jabs. It ain't too much for me. Dabs, beep, bop, skip, boop, beep, doop.
Was it the one?
What do you mean?
The Michael Jackson song, the one?
No. No, it was black or white.
And Remember the Time had a big debut as well. I remember that. It was like a movie. There was a movie before the song.
Might have been after like In Living Color or something.
Dude, throw on Remember the Time right now. Throw on the video. I'd love to watch it for a second.
Oh, man, there's so much AIDS.
Was he already AIDS-ridden? Was he already AIDS-ridden at that point?
Yes. This was after he left the league.
Dude, and in spite of that, Michael Jackson still opened up his fucking...
In spite of that, because of that.
Because of it would be my guess, yeah.
What, the AIDS thing?
He made him
he made him an AIDS-ridden pharaoh? Is that what he was? What was he? Was he a slave? What was Magic Johnson's role in this video?
He's like one of the... Yeah, I don't know. One of the Egyptians?
It's literally
this
like...
At this point, though, Michael Jackson lost all of his cool to me.
No, I was still fucking like... He was bigger than life at this time.
So I know, Michael Jackson did like a...
I think this was the last cool
But your age, but your age is being a little younger than mine. That's what I'm saying. This was big for Christine. Black and White was big for... But those songs to me were like the... Oh, this is Michael Jackson, that was all one album, I think, right?
Yeah. That was Jam and Dangerous. This song and Black and White. Is that the album?
Dangerous, I think, yep.
Now that
this bitch was pretty hot. I remember even at the time being like, for a black chick, this chick is smoking. She's
David Bowie's wife, right? It's David Bowie's wife.
Here's Eddie Murphy. He's like, I wish this was a man.
Yeah, she had a tiny mouth.
Yeah, a little tiny mouth.
That's why she's with fucking David Bowie dick. Yeah. His little Bowie. Yes. Too much story.
There's a lot. It was a whole thing. Michael Jackson couldn't just make a video at this point. He was trying to recreate Thriller every time and do like a whole black or white.
The black or white was Macaulay Culkin jamming in his room, and then Norm from Cheers comes up and yells.
He was jamming in Macaulay's room, if you know what I mean.
Hell yeah, he was. And by room, I mean his butthole.
Before that guy has hammer toes. Whoever that actor was, his terrible hammer toes. Oh, it was him.
Magic Johnson.
AIDS toes.
His toes are a little bloated. Oh, wow. Look at that, man. Magic Johnson was still in shape.
But do you remember how to do that? I could do that. Literally, all these moves.
No, but I used to want to. So
I figured I would have guessed that Lewis could do that.
I can devil stick. There was a time in my life where I really wanted to get good. Now, I just like juggling.
Lewis almost took it pro.
I kind of look like that guy. I look like a young version of that guy.
I learned how to juggle, and I would have loved to do devil sticks. I never knew where to get devil sticks.
You get them at the mall. You get them at Spencer's Gifts. You get them at a magic shop. Your local Knickknacks, too, was my...
No magic shops in my...
There was not a single magic shop where you grew up.
In fact, I thought in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, this is how much there was no magic shops. I thought that was like one of the jokes of the movie, was that there's a magic shop where you can go and buy like magic tricks.
Really? There's a magic shop walking distance from my house right now that really? I still haven't gone to.
No. Why do you think Lewis bought that place?
Walking distance from my old place.
But it's a magic shop? Really?
A magic still. Shop. Yeah, yeah. Like it's, I'm sure it's great.
I'd love to walk around a magic shop. That'd be fun.
I went into a magic shop in Vegas last time I went, and I got James some magic tricks. I got him some cool ones.
I'd buy all the things that that was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I'd buy the mustard bottle that squirts a shot of like it just kind of shoots out. Yeah, no, but like nothing comes out, but it like looks like it's shooting out at you.
Yeah,
like stays attached.
Dude, fuck it. I went in the magic shop, and like, you know, you can only imagine me in a magic shop. The guy's like, "Hey, what can I interest you in?" Within a minute, I'm like, "Well, you know, I used to dabble." I used to dabble in sleight of hand magic when I was a kid. So, you know, I know all. And I'm like, I'm name dropping tricks. I was like, you know, I had all the good ones, scotch and soda.
Okay. Michael Jackson, The Magic Returns is where they did Remember the Time. But what did Black or White come after? That came after a sitcom for sure, or like a TV show on Fox. I think they also, didn't they also premiere possibly The Way You Make Me Feel, where he turns into a panther?
They really loved that effect when they figured it out. They were like, dude, we can morph Michael Jackson.
Turning it. Oh, that's what the black or white video is all about.
Yeah, the end of it.
Yeah, just like, their faces change.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it turns into a black chick.
Honk a bunk a doo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, one time I was with a chick. I was doing hard drugs. I was doing Molly and ketamine.
Oh, shit. Cereal flipping?
Dougie, I would do.
Oh, dude, toad.
Oh, dude. Oh, shit. Do you do Rice Krispie treats? No, dude, I do a little bump of Molly, and then I do a little bump of.
It came after The Simpsons one night there. Bobby found him.
There we go. It was definitely after The Simpsons because that was during my fucking, you know, my life.
Yep.
So I did a little bump of Ruski of ketamine, a little bump of Ruski of Molly.
Okay.
And then, you know, let it go, let it ride. 15 minutes later, another one, boom, let it ride. Within like an hour and a half, me and this girl are on another planet. Like we are fuck. I've never been higher on anything in my entire life. Like I was like really, you know, I think back at the,
I'm going scared. Back. Was it scary? Were you too young to be scared of it?
I remember thinking, I was like, oh, I could die. I'm doing so much drugs right now. But I was just like, and yes, I was kind of scared, but it wasn't, I was tripping, right?
And if but Jay, you got to understand, this was 2019. People didn't think that way.
My kid was only five.
Buddy, you guys got to start watching that show Euphoria and then never put your kids in high school ever.
Oh, yeah, I watched a few episodes. It's weird.
It's wild. It's crazy. So, I like it a lot, but it's wild.
So I was doing these, and I was like, I started to trip, and it was unlike any other tripping that I had ever done before. It wasn't like you were seeing like trails or like I was just like mentally and physically like just in a place where I was like sitting in it. And I remember the girl I was looking at, it was like the Michael Jackson Black or White video.
Oh, she was morphing?
Dude, she was fucking morphing, but Jay? Yeah. She was morphing so hard. Like, you know how when you're tripping, you could like, if you really focus your eyes, you're like, all right, let me get out of this for a second. Like there was no getting out of it, dude. She turned into like, she was like then she turned into an American Indian chick with like paint on her face. Then she turned into like a big black guy with dreads. And I'm sitting there like, am I black?
Oh my God, you're an Indian. Oh my God, you're a demon. Oh, you're a Chinese person.
Dude, then she eventually turned into a dog person where hair started growing out of her face. And it just freaked me out so much. She was trying to like, be sexual too. She was like rubbing me. And I was like, dog lady, you got to get off me.
Well, this is fucking to make you feel better. She goes, do you want your dick sucked?
Oh man, I guess I got to fuck this dog lady.
Native American would like to suck your penis now. And I have at your penis. Oh, you got penis. You showed me your penis.
Yeah, so that was the hardest I've ever tripped. And yeah, it reminded me of that video.
More than DMT?
And you survived.
More than DMT? I mean, DMT, I never went like deep, like as deep as you can go. Like I went to like some scary places with DMT, but it wasn't like, that was the highest I've ever been, collectively.
Yeah.
That's you wild. Know? Dude,
I've never hallucinated.
This happens fucking, it's happened a few times now at this point, but there's a hooker scam that's fucking, that rules. This one fucking,
there's a hooker scam going around my house.
Doggy, this fucking, all right, so you know, me and my girl at this point, we've dabbled in a couple professionals, you know.
Dabbled in, I get
we've
it.
We've dabbled in some professionals here and there, right?
Dabbled in them.
But here's the thing: like once you've dabbled with some professionals, okay, you're like your numbers out there with fucking hooker people. These aren't trustworthy people, you know what I'm saying? So there's a scam that I've gotten at least three text messages now from various numbers. And this happened to me years ago as well. So this has been going on for a little while, but this is fucking crazy. I get a message from a random number and they're like, hey, oh yeah.
Is that you doing? Is that Jay doing preparation?
That's Jay doing a dab.
Why do you guys think it's me? Why are you always blaming me for this shit?
It really is the loudest. It sounds like a jet engine. Just fucking here. I'll wait. We'll only do one dab at
the same time.
You know, you're right. Actually,
I'm 5 seconds.
Why don't we do plugs before I give this, scam, and we'll do plugs during the dab.
Dave, go ahead, dude.
Dab plugs. Yeah,
Dave, if you wouldn't mind giving 45 seconds of plugs, that'd be fantastic.
Well, I'm hitting the LP conventions, a whole bunch of them coming up in the next month. I got Connecticut, California, and
lesbian pussy conventions.
Yeah, there
lesbian
you go.
Pussy conventions.
I'll be doing stand up shows around all of them too. So I'll post links for all that shit. But Connecticut, California, audience, Florida. Dave.
Lesbian pussy is not going to be a great audience for you.
No, I crush with those lesbian audiences. Really dig my stuff.
Those lesbian pussies love it.
They love it. Yeah, so that's coming up soon. Part of the problem. Yo, MMA Raps. New episode is out there now. The MMA show that's taking over the world.
Hell yeah.
That's what it's all about now. Yo, MMA Raps. Me and Lewis are primarily mixed martial artist commentators now. Basically. Father's on the side. Every now and then we do Legion of Skanks if we can. Real Ass Podcast and Part of the Problem are canceled.
Oh, Come on. Come on, Jay. Hmm? Grow up.
You're doing good. All right, that's it. I'm done with plugs. When you guys better wrap up.
Why are we,
it's your turn. No, it's your turn, dude. You already went first.
Comedy.com for all my dates. Hey, guys, Milwaukee's coming up next week. You should come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Leah, you need to be there with me.
Jay did not smoke weed when me and Lewis met him.
Why? Remember that? I wasn't an alcoholic either, but, you know, I'm just trying to get through the days, bro.
Yeah, I hear ya.
And you look better than ever somehow. Why were you so fat and bloated back then?
Oh, different kind of drugs, you know what I mean? Who's on the drug anymore?
So, I got some live stuff coming up this weekend, tonight, if you're listening live, and tomorrow.
I didn't finish any of my shit at all.
Dude, finish it. You were coughing, dude.
You said to me to go. Milwaukee, Addison, Texas, coming up after that. Whole bunch of stuff. I'm around all... coming all over the country this year. So go to BigJComedy.com. Look for a city near you. Coming soon. And then, of course, the Bonfire on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. And the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Crowdwork album, I think, coming out soon.
Yes.
And good versions of tonight. You'll be hearing the premiere.
The end of the show, the premiere. We should be out as a separate track as well, obviously.
We also did the remix, by the way. We also did Nikki's remix.
Oh, that's really fun. I'm very excited. Live shows, guys, coming up this weekend. Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut, the 21st, 22nd of January. Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts, the 19th of February. Also next month will be a Comics at Mohegan Sun. That's the 24th through the 26th. And then the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Oh, no, I think that's being moved, actually. That's not happening in March. But Uncle Vinny's Down the Shore is happening in March. Other stuff coming up all throughout the spring and the beginning of the summer. Zany's in Chicago, Cuyahoga Falls, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Providence, Rhode Island, Albany, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, Kansas City, Soljols again I'm doing this June. Zany's in Nashville. Yeah, a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for any of those shows. Zach Amico supporting me on most of those dates, so come and check out the international superstar Zach Amico as well. Obviously, subscribe to all of my podcasts, Real Ass Podcast as well, Yo MMA Rap, all here on the Gas Digital Network. And if you guys love this show, subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. If you guys don't subscribe, you can just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and get the latest 20 episodes for free. They're on video and audio and everything. You can find them anywhere. But the entire on-demand library, hundreds of episodes, thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world, are all behind the paywall at Gas Digital. Use that promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month if you decide to keep the membership. It's only $8 a month, and there's 20 shows on the network. And then also, we got to say real quick, I know that's a long plug, but Skankfest Vegas is happening October 14th through 16th, downtown Vegas on Fremont Street. It's going to be the fucking wildest Skankfest we've ever done. More comedians, more stages, more to do, just complete debauchery. You know what the fuck Skankfest is about. We are doing a pre-sale for discount pre-sale tickets before we announce any of the lineup. January 28th at 12 p.m. Eastern, skankfest.net. Grab your tickets. We're only releasing 1,000 pre-sale tickets, and those people get a discount, and they also get access to the Thursday night kickoff party, which is going to have a bunch of great comedy shows, music, and partying, and more. So make sure you guys do that. And also, once you buy those pre-sale tickets, you'll get access immediately to the hotel discount as well. We have two hotels we're working with right near the venue, so you get a great discount. Way cheaper to fly and stay in Vegas. That's the coolest part of everything. It's a cheaper vacation. It's a cheaper event overall on the weekend, because you can go to Vegas and stay at hotels for pretty fucking cheap, and flights, if you buy them now, are a couple $100 round trip.
If you give all your money to tables, you can stay for free almost.
Hell yeah, that is also true. I just got offered a free room at Bally's in Atlantic City. I almost took it just because I've never been offered a free room.
Yeah, they want you to gamble.
No, I know, but it'd be fun.
Oh yeah, sure. Fucking go.
Dude, Atlantic City is pathetic.
Oh, I didn't plug too, but in February 18th, 19th, and 20th, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to be at Caroline's in New York City. The return to Caroline's. That's going to be, if you're going to come see me in a show in New York, man, that's a fucking good one to come to. We're going to have a bunch of guests. Hopefully, you know, Dave Attell, Lewis is going to be on two of those shows at least, right?
Yeah, two nights. Yeah, the 19th, I'm out. So
you are out. So 18th and 20th.
I'll be on the Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get a bunch of fucking friends up there, friends of the show, people you guys know and love, come through, and we'll have a fucking weekend party right here in New York, blocks from my home. That's nice. That's a cool thing.
Oh, that's right. You live right by Caroline's now.
You'd be able to like walk to it. It's pretty cool. I mean, pretty sweet. February, it's going to be pretty cold. So yeah, I might still Uber, but still, if I could, just so you know, I could if I had to. I don't care. Real quick, guys, let's talk about one of our amazing new sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks, and that is MePod, a new vape, everyone. That's right. This product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. But if you're not enough of a puss to worry about that, this thing rules. Dave, you've been working on this thing a bit.
It's great. I'll tell you, I love these things. This is I think I'm fully switching over. MePod is the vape of the future. They've got a great variety. It's the disposable vapes. They're available on MePod.com, including top selling brands like Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde and Air Bar. The new Draco disposable vape, which lasts 6,500 puffs. For those of you guys who like flavors, MePod has a wide variety of
vape retarded juice. For our retarded fans who count their puffs.
Well, yeah. also
for all of the autistic vapors out there, yeah, who can
10 puffs. The new MePod 2.0 is actually a refillable one too, so they do have both options if you like. I'm a dispose guy, but I like waste as much as possible. Listen, if you like flavors, MePod has an entire variety of vape juice options and flavored disposables. It also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers. Winkety wink. Lastly, MePod has very fast shipping with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love the MePod and support the sponsor that supports the show by going to MePod.com. And if you use the promo code SKANKS, you're going to get 20% off this cool sumbitch. Once again, that's MePod, MePod.com, promo code SKANKS. You're going to get 20% off right now. All right, let's get back into it.
So this scam, I get a random text message, and it's like,
hey, you want to fuck for money?
I wish I've had a few of these.
You available? Yes.
You get a random text message. Lewis is the hooker now.
Yeah.
Can you go out on some jobs?
Sure, baby.
Oh, yes. Oh,
whatever
yes.
You need, baby.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so like I found an older one. Okay, so he goes.
Oh, here's an older one from January, 3 years ago.
He goes, listen, sir, my name is Marcos Fuentes. It's like it's nice. A random text message from a random phone number. Mm-hmm. My name is Marcos Fuentes. I'm an intermediary for the Mexican cartel De Sinaloa. Look up the De Sinaloa.
Yeah, please.
D-E-S-I-N-A-L-O-A. Maybe we shouldn't look them up. What if it really is? He's like, I found him.
Yes. I knew I'd get a blip once I put that out there into the universe.
And a pimp for the House of Domestic Sexual Service.
No one calls themselves a pimp.
The reason
no one calls it the House of Domestic Sexual Service. They have more, you know, innuendo-y names.
Can you spell that again?
D-A or D-E space capital S-I-N-A-L-O-A.
Sicario.
The reason I contact, I almost feel like, Jay, you know what? Can I send it to you so you can read it in a Mexican accent?
Yes.
All right, here, hold on.
Don't get my number.
Oh, shit, hold on.
You're paying it. It follows-ing this to me.
Hold on, fuck. I just typed in cartel.
Oh, that's a different number.
Big J.
The Sinaloa cartel, also known as the CDS, the Guzman Loera organization, the Pacific cartel, the Federation of the Blood Alliance, is a large international drug trafficking, money laundering, and organized crime syndicate established in Mexico during the late 80s. Yeah, there's no pimps involved, it sounds like.
Here, read here, Jay. I'm sure there are. I just sent you both.
Drugs.
I sent the longer one is the first one, just in case they come through in a separate order. Sometimes that happens.
The longer one's the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, sir, my name is Marcos Fuente. I am an intermediary for... First of all, if your name's Marcos Fuentes... You work for a cartel, like, you don't know the word intermediary. Yeah. Not in English, at least. I'm an intermediary for the Mexican cartel De Sinaloa and a pimp from the House of Domestic Sexual Services. The reason I contacted you was because you lost the time of one of my best girls. What makes
me... No, pause. Can I tell you what I did?
You lost the time?
I contacted this hooker and I was like, no, that's okay, hooker. I don't want to use your services, and didn't use her.
Yeah. He's saying once you contact, you best use this bitch. By the way, I've known of all these fucking thing, like some people really submit to it. I know a guy who had the, who got the whole like, oh, here's pictures of your dick and stuff that you sent to this
person. Yeah, no, we talked about it. It was
yeah. It's wild. Yeah,
it's hilarious.
What makes me think that you were trying to gamble with our business, and that means money for us. And now my bosses have imposed a fine on you that you will have to pay if you don't want your family to get involved. So if you don't play, if you don't pay with money, you will pay with your life with one of your relatives. This is not a game. I have nothing against you, but you better do it well or someone will get hurt. Please reach out as soon as possible to resolve this so that no one in your family should be hurt by you for what you did. And if you block or ignore this, it means you don't care what happens to your family. I'm sorry keeping up with that, because that line, it just goes, if you ignore this, I guess you don't love your family. You love your family. I'll send the money. You have the opportunity to fix all these in the best way by paying for your mistake. Sir, if you do not pay the fine of $1,500,
that's eight times as much as the hooker was going to cost me.
That's almost my point. Like, how much is a hooker really you're trying to get? Two bills, maybe? Three?
Well, no, tops? Probably. I mean, probably more than that. But regardless, not $1,500.
Your family dies. Yeah, $1,500.
He's got to be more specific than family. Lewis doesn't like half his family. Yeah. You got to really.
Yeah, most of them are dead, dummy.
Excuse.
Your family dies.
Okay, do I get to pick my baby mama and my current girlfriend?
I think he goes, and it's not fair that your family be affected by you. Like, he's like, it's not fair at all.
By your addiction to hookers.
And then he sends a picture of dismembered body parts and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so the other one, I don't have it anymore. But the other guy, like, he did like a reverse number search on me. So then he sent me like all the names of my con. He sent me my full name. One of my, this is where he showed his ass. He sent me like an old address. So I was like, oh, they're just, they're using like one of these things, but also like my contacts as well. Yeah. So it was like a list of like, you know, known relatives or whatever. So it was half the people weren't, it was like Bianco Gomez, you know what I'm saying? But then it was my sister. And then it was like, so you like a sucker would see all this and go like, oh shit, like this is like, to be honest, the first time this happened, I was like, is the cartel coming after me? Are they gonna kill me and my family?
B, you have to hold James for a couple months.
You have to leave now. Don't ask any questions.
I don't want to see you guys be a pile of heads in the street. Please get out of here.
Pack one backpack, B. It's all we've got time for.
Do not tell anyone where you went.
Imagine, dude. Some dude comes home and he puts his family in hiding because he didn't order a hooker.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. But I've also heard like the hooker world has gone to.
But no, here's the funny
like
part.
Mostly this crypto number, now.
This number is initially wasn't even a hooker. Like you talk to a person and then they try to negotiate you. Here's what happens. They try to get you to send a deposit, right? And you go, yeah, I'm not going to give you a deposit because I'm
not. That's also news. That's what I mean. Not like cash apps they want you to use, not crypto. Like
no, yeah, they can use Cash App, Zelle, all that shit. But if they say on Eros, if you go on Eros, which is like the reputable hooker website, right?
Is that what this was from?
Probably, yeah. So, but out of town, it gets less reputable. New York and LA, the hookers are pretty fucking, you know, you're pretty cool. Hookers are pretty cool. You go out of New York and LA, just hookers stink. You don't even want to.
It's play. A real like, grimy world outside of this.
It really is, dude. But
as long as you keep in New York, you're dealing with like pretty much just moms. And
if
nice
you go on to Eros.com, you these girls, or it says specifically, don't ever they shouldn't ask for a deposit. Never give a deposit, because if you give a deposit, they're gonna fucking rip you off. They're not fucking showing. I'm just taking your
$100.
Keep
deposit for doing nothing.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't they? So
you can go get fucked by a weird stranger for a couple $100, or you can get $100, $200 for doing nothing. Just saying you would.
But I remember like the first time this happened, I was like, damn, dude, the cartel. And I started just like logically playing it through my head. I was like, there's no way. Why would they kill people for not using their hookers? That's crazy. That's a terrible business model. I feel like they're just putting themselves out there to get really fucked.
Yeah. We'd have heard about that.
That's the other thing. You would hear about this regular
thing. The constant people who've lost their families completely to beheadings because they didn't order a hooker.
Because they canceled would have spoke up.
Because they fucking didn't.
He goes, yeah, I thought better of it. I'm a married guy. It doesn't really seem like the thing I want to get involved. He goes, well, now we have to kill your wife and children.
Hey, Jim, how's the family? You go, actually, I don't have a family anymore. It was one of those classic thought about getting a hooker situations.
Yeah, dude, the cartel killed my family because I didn't get one of their hookers.
Yeah, I tell you what you really should do is you should respond to that text.
No, the first one I did too. Dude, I wish I had it. Dude, it was so fucking funny.
What did you say?
You should have just transcribed the speech from Taken.
Goes, that's hilarious.
I'll tell you what I do have is a special set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. I took down the Esparza cartel already.
I have a special set of skills. I can talk about this on my podcast. We'll get about 10 minutes out of it.
Or you should find out like what their like call signs is or something. When he goes, I'm part of the Sinaloa cartel. And you go, oh, La Vida Loca, my friend. I am a brother as well. I am also Sinaloa.
Dude, where the fuck?
What did you say, Lewis? You don't remember?
I think I deleted it because the first one I got into it with the guy, and I was like, because he sends me like my address, but it's an old address, and I was like, that's not where I live. Well, at first he sends me my name, and I was like, that's not my name.
You idiot! He's like, my name's Lewis. Not Luis. You
and then he goes, then he sends the address, and I was like, that's not where I live. And then I knew, I was like, oh, he doesn't really. And he sent me like all my contacts. So I start going back and forth, and I was like, you're not going to do shit, you pussy. And then he's like, we're coming to get you, motherfucker. You think you're going to fuck with me? Think you're talking with them? And then they sent me a video. It was so funny. They sent me a video of two like dark skinned Hispanic guys with like a ski mask on and a car with a gun. And I was like, you want to fuck with us? We're coming, motherfucker. And it was,
did they say your name ever?
No, this was at night. It was this is happening at night, and the video is them during the day. But I was like, that video was taken during the day, you fucking fools. And then fucking this,
we're coming from a different time zone, Holmes.
We're coming from the future.
This is tomorrow. You're already dead, sucker.
Shit.
You got to figure that scam has to. All right, so you set up a number, right? You set up a number and guys are calling, horny fucking losers are calling to get a hooker. Okay, let's get real, right?
This is you, Lewis. You called the number.
No, not me. I'm one of the cool ones. Like, I'm the exception.
Yeah, you're right. When they get there, they're so psyched at you. But for the most
Lewis
part.
Lewis just started telling the story. He completely forgot it was a story about him. He goes, you have to imagine these fucking pathetic losers.
No, but Lewis is calling this number. He's not totally wrong in a sense. It's, you have to assume the bulk of their business is
95% of them
is a husband. Father who's like just has a moment and he's just gonna like do, he's on a road trip, business trip, whatever,
or he just doesn't get laid. No, it's even more,
it's more like likely it's like a single anti-social guy who doesn't have a family,
yeah,
like can't get laid.
Maybe that's the most, yeah, I guess you're probably right. Whatever it is, it's people who you can terrify with.
They're not socially savvy people, right?
Well, so you every time you're like at a strip club, that's always, you know, the guys who are like in like the front rows who like know the girls
alone.
And stuff.
Yeah, the ones who are alone. Those are the guys who are going to get a hooker. Yes. Yeah. That's a great example.
It's also the same people who fucking are clicking that thing when you get the AT&T. Once you know, you just want a vacation. Like, click this thing. And
it's a mix of everybody. But so here, it's pretty, you got to think about it. It's just a pretty easy scam. Right,
of course.
So you have a number set up.
Well, I don't protecting. But listen, trusting they're not going to dig though. The victim, if he digs a little bit.
Listen, you have a number set up. They call. The first line of scam is like, yeah, I'm a beautiful woman. Here's a picture of some fucking hot chick. Like, baby, I can't wait to see you. You know, send me a $50 deposit for my ride or whatever. And you know, maybe one out of three guys probably just falls for that, like alone, like just it just falls for it. You know what I'm saying? Such a nervousy guy, like he's not, like it's not a lot of money. It's like he's really horny. The key factor here is at this point he's horny, his dick's in his hand. It's like,
he wants it to happen.
He wants it to happen. I want to do this. He does for $50. He's willing to take that chance, right? And he's just texting with her, is probably turning him on, right? Now the guys who don't fall for that, they go, I know, whatever. Then they go to the next one.
Hang on, Lewis. You're doing like I just love what you're doing. It's like the end speech of A Time to Kill. He goes, now picture this man's you.
No, but like the next line is, now you get those one out of those two out of three guys that don't fall for that, right? Now they're just in this other category that are like, yeah, I'm not gonna send your deposit, or they've been scammed before, they've gotten the deposit scam before, right?
Or they're also so hopeless and losers that they're like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, good, but cartels so, after me.
But the next, so then they get their fucking, they get this other message, and let's say, because they're asking for a lot more money, and this is like a little more out there, but even one out of fucking 20 guys that fell for this, I mean, those are, that's a business in itself. If this person is just, you don't even have to be in the city. I can set
all
up
right,
this
number. Lewis, I'm sold. I'll invest.
I can set up this number. This is a solid scam, dude.
No, Lewis, I know what you're saying. It's like there's almost
for anywhere in the world for call forwarding, anywhere in the world. It's an unlimited amount. And you're just having leads come in of suckers, horny suckers with their dicks in their hands or terrified that their wives are going to find out that they're cheating on them or going to see a hooker that are willing to pay this to go away.
Oh, right.
And they're who's not going even, to the most, fucking cops?
But that's almost my point. No one's probably going to the cops, but if someone did, that's where you got to worry about that. Someone might just be like, I don't give a fuck. However,
what cop is even going to follow that up? It's like, we're going to go find this phone number, this person who lives in another country, probably.
The feds, Lewis.
It's never happening, dude. It's a perfect scam. But people should be doing this more.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, get on there, people. Lewis, but what I'm saying is, like, do you think, because I'm almost... Like, was there ever a hooker? Even if you say, yeah, I want it. So the job, it's almost like a telemarketing thing where someone's sitting there going like, your job is to get the deposit or you get a number. Chance to upsell. You get a chance to upsell to a fucking a threat.
It's probably a network of fucking, it's probably a network of Puerto Rican guys who figured out this dope ass scam and they're probably raking in mad fucking money.
Yeah, it's got to be the same people said doing like the Facebook ones do the same thing.
Yeah, no, of course they're all not even here.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Or it's probably not. Honestly, it's probably not a Puerto Rican. It probably isn't like some other country, some fucking like they're like in India or something, and it's a call room, and they fucking just set up these things.
I am part of the Esperanza cartel. You have fucked with the wrong one. I will take your head off your body. Your family should not have to suffer because you are a dirt ball.
Dude, it's fucking it's a great scam. I almost want to do it.
It's not a bad scam. I gotta tell you, if you were just gonna fucking,
it's not the worst.
Right, but also worry is like where. So let's say they pay the. How are they gonna pay the $1,500? How do you receive that
wire transfer? It's gonna be an overseas shit, dude, or it's gonna be some like account. Like the X factor here is that you're not gonna go to the cops.
Yes, that's what you're relying on.
But then if you get if I really believed somebody was coming after my family, I would go to the cops. Like that would be, it wouldn't be like, I'm going to pay the money. I would sooner go to the cops because I was afraid somebody was coming after my family. So that's the other side of it, which is a little weird. How many people do actually call the cops and go, the cartel's after my family, and the cops laugh them off the phone?
Yeah, they go, okay, we'll set up a stakeout outside your house. Great. Let me know if any chicken fucking buses pull up.
Shit.
The cartel.
But now it happens. Like it doesn't even. It's not when I order hook. I randomly got this one the other day. It's just because my number's on like a.
Oh, I thought you meant you randomly got a hooker the other day.
No. I randomly got this text message,
buddy. I don't. It's not even from hookers in my thing. I don't know what I've done in my life. It might have been on like Tinder ever or like Thrinder, whatever those things are, where I get like. Texts sometimes that are just
Twinder,
like,
where you fuck chicks that just look like you.
Yeah. but I get like random things like, hey baby, it's been a while since we talked and blah blah blah, like click here so you could talk to me. It's just like some like, you know, like porn site fucking text message.
I'll click here, thanks baby.
I'll click here. I don't have to give a credit card or anything, do I? That's why it's funny. It says that too. He goes, baby goes, I'm not going to charge your credit card, but you just got to like, give me your credit card. It's like all in a text. That's like the only text in the thread. You know what I mean? It's like out of the blue. And they're talking like, remember we talked?
Oh man. I fucking just haven't been living a degenerate enough lifestyle. I get all my scam texts are always like, hey, like your AT&T phone bill has been paid, but like you get a free gift now. So just click here. It's like, hey, you know, you've been so great that you'll get a free Amazon gift card. Just click here and put in your Amazon.
This is a good scam to make you click because Christine almost clicked on this one recently for Skankfest. It's like, They were like, we just renewed your like Norton antivirus software for $695, right? They're like, we just renewed it, you know? And then you're like, a $695 charge. What the fuck? And you look in your savings, like, it's not here. It's like, what the fuck's going on? You're like, you can't charge me that much. And you're like, you know, if there's any issues, if you have any issues, click here. And then you click there, and then you they have you try to sign into an account, and then they start getting your passwords. And you're
dude,
like,
I'm so suspicious. I bail on the shit that's like when it's like, you have to update your Flash player. Like, fuck you, Adobe. Suck my dick. You don't know. And then you try to watch something, and it goes, you need to update your reader. Okay, I will.
It's a text message from your wife. You need to call your daughter. Okay, I get what's going on.
Fine, another scam. I hear
sure
you.
Sure thing.
Let me guess, if I don't see her, is the Mexican cartel?
It's just every level of it. You're like, it's very clever. They got her number to come into my phone. All right, very good. And then she shows up at Jay's door, and Carla's like, you have to see Isabel. And she's like, very clever, guy. You made her look just like my daughter's
okay.
mom.
Okay. Well, I haven't right. seen her in a few years, but is that my daughter for real? Seems like bullshit.
You know, you could cold start your dabs too, Jay.
What do you mean by that?
You put the dab inside of the dab rig, and you start, like, you heat it up until it starts to smoke, and then you smoke it like that. I believe that's
whoa.
How it works. Look up, you know, cold start. I don't actually know what it is.
What I do now is I just kind of light the bowl a bit, and like from there's the residue in there, you'll pull like another.
That's because you're smoking it too. You're not smoking it hot enough. You're probably letting it cool for too long.
45 seconds,
if it's gunking
dude.
Up, that's not an exact science. It's about like each bowl is.
It's
a bigger,
not gunking. I mean, you can see it's not really gunking up. It's just like there's a little bit of something like in the bottom that'll
keep it clean. Good. What's it called? Look up cold starting a dab rig, because I was just making it up. That's what I assume it is.
Yeah, I have a tutorial. It's loading. Yeah,
please. It's great. By the way, the dab era of Legion of Skanks it's a whole new era. I believe that this is like. It's good. I think for you, Jay, specifically, dabs are great. It slows your mind down a little bit. I feel like you enjoy the moment a little bit more.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not like saying that you're not, that you're always hilarious. I'm just saying like ever since you started smoking dabs.
You're doing as well as these guys are.
Yeah. Oh, there I am on the left.
Bizarro world, Jay and Dave.
Hey, guys, we have to do dabs to be near each other, so...
The Elevate Doll here today to help us do a cold tip dab. This is my favorite way.
This guy smokes so much weed.
When they talk about flavor of it, is so like, who gives a fuck about it? It's like caring about the flavor of booze.
I care about the flavor of booze.
And it also allows the fats and lipids to stay behind.
I definitely care about the flavor of booze.
So
booze or what the booze is in?
Well, what the booze is.
I don't drink gin. I care about the flavor.
I would drink gin.
I would eat.
Gin gets me drunk.
I would drink like, you know, like alcohol and like a pina colada type thing. You know what I mean? Before I wanted to like, I don't like the, I would never, there's no flavor of like, or taste of.
There's something more, but that's what, I don't like. But that's like why people don't just go up to a bar and they'll be like, oh, what can I get you? And they go, alcohol, whatever.
Anything.
Like, cause they care about what it tastes like.
And it's
my choice is made on no taste.
Taste is a little different, right? So when you say taste, a pina colada, quote unquote, tastes better than, you know, a Woodford on the Rocks, right? But I don't want to slurp down a milkshake. Like, the way it sits, and like, I'm not in the mood for a sweet, like just if I were to say what tastes better, a sip of this or a sip of this, obviously the pina colada tastes better. But I would take a bourbon on the rocks 10 out of 10 times just because my taste,
Well, it's also because in the same way that the first time you ever smoked a cigarette, you're like, oh, that's awful. And or like the first whatever. But the bourbon tastes amazing because
outside of Jägermeister.
I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly, though. Like, it's not that it tastes better. It's just that it's more enjoyable to drink.
Sure. I got you.
Right.
But I can't. The flavor and smell like hit me like a fucking fart in the face. I can't.
Yeah, because it's all acquired fucking tastes. None of it like tasted good until we made ourselves love it.
Right.
But I now like I really drink love a good bourbon. I love. I was just in Kentucky. That's all we did was just drink bourbon the entire fucking weekend, and it's great. I mean, I love it. And
I've only been drunk off one dark liquor ever was Jägermeister.
Oof, Jägermeister. That's rough.
Brutal, but yeah, I've never been drunk.
Yeah, Jay, you're not a sip on alcohol and enjoy the flavor type of guy. You're not a smoke a cigar type of guy.
Nope.
yeah, you're not, you want, you know, you're doing it for like the high. You're not really doing
fast
it.
And loose, dude. Trying to drown. Well,
Jay sits down, he takes like three shots of tequila. And I'm like, I don't, and I do get it, but like, I would never do that. I would never be like, oh, let me just get here. I'm going, no, I'd rather just sip on this for a half an hour and then be there at the end of sort of enjoying the process of sipping on some whiskey.
Sure. No, I get it.
Jay, you just do three shots of tequila in a row. Get your life together. Hey, have you seen this dog woman Lewis is hanging out with in a hotel?
Dude, never, yeah, ever.
Turns out she was killed by the cartel.
Never
get
ever.
Get your life together, Jay.
Never ever in my life drinking a cup of coffee. I wonder what like a strong coffee would do to me. Because I've heard people say that. It's like it gets you like work. Yeah, for me, it'd probably be like smoking a cigarette for the first time. You know, it gets sort of like high almost.
I don't know.
You get so. Like you might get like a little
caffeine.
Like,
not high, but I mean like fucking revved up. People say they can tell when they've had coffee. Like they feel it. So
there's no question you could feel it. Like it, like it, and if you're like real tired, it'll like fucking get you like awake again. But you've had caffeine. I don't know. And also, you're like this weird fucking creature that things don't really hit you.
Yeah,
I doubt a strong coffee is going to do it. If you don't feel DMT.
Dabs hit Jay. Dabs hit him good.
They're nice and good.
Nice. Oh, dude, it's so funny. I mean, I already talked about it extensively on Real Ass Podcast, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. But like, we're going to Jamaica on Monday, and there's a news article that came out with this woman who's stuck in Jamaica, and then like the government, our government, came out and said, "Do not go to Jamaica," like today.
Oh. I know a bunch of the crew is nervous about getting stuck there.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, is there enough people, assuming you guys all die or get stuck there, are there enough people to still get my podcast out on time? Or is
I feel like there's no way everybody's going to get stuck in Jamaica. Like,
that was not my question.
If a few people get stuck, then the other people make it back. But I think it's not like this. It's the news article sort of, it's a misconception, because it's like, if you go anywhere out of the country and you test positive for COVID, you have to stay. They're not letting you back on the plane. You have to quarantine and stay. Yep. Like, so why is this woman is making like a viral thing? And she's like, you know, saying that the resort put her in like a shitty room and they won't fucking give her food or fucking. So it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's a little like, I don't know. That's sort of the risk of traveling overseas during the thing. Pandemic. When I went to England, if I tested positive on my way back, I had to stay in England.
Yeah, that's the.
So I feel like nobody should be afraid now. You should have always been afraid.
Yeah. Don't let this new fear get you.
Yeah.
Lewis is so excited about this Jamaica trip and will not let anything get in the way of it.
It's crazy that this news story came out today. And I'm like, or maybe it wasn't today. Maybe it was a few days ago, but it was.
Do not go to Jamaica. Did Ralph send it to you?
No. But he does not want to go.
And he wants to leave.
Here's
early.
What bothers me about Ralph.
Is he wants to leave early.
I know. It's like he'd go with two fucking hookers, two Russian, like just brain dead, absolute morons.
I'd
like
spend a week in Spain with them for sure.
He would spend a week doing cultural things. He would fucking like genuinely like try to get to know them. Like, and then he has 18 people that he's legitimately friends with that work for him, love him. We have this big family unit. And he's like,
you're right.
It's
going to be, he's being away from dates and puss. That's what it is. He's freaking.
I don't know.
It's weird, but you guys will have fun, man.
Yeah. Alex and Bobby, are you guys afraid at all about this?
I hope we get stuck in Jamaica.
Right?
Yeah.
I do not want to get stuck in Jamaica.
As long as there's Wi-Fi and you guys can fucking produce from Jamaica, it's a better life. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting this show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, guess what? Why go to your local Kratom dealer in a back alleyway or a parking lot somewhere? You can simply
go to
YoKratom.
You want to get mixed up with the Mexican cartels who are going to threaten your family? Or do you just want some Kratom shipped right to your door?
You just want a kilo of Kratom. You're not looking to get your family beheaded.
What a great scam that would be, though. You give them your home address.
Like, well, this is not part of your Kratom deal, I promise
for this
you.
Kilo of Kratom, or we're going to come and behead your baby.
These kilos are legal, Lewis. It's different.
Oh man, the cartel is not involved in YoKratom.com. That is a fact. And you don't have to be involved with the cartel either. But guess what? If you don't go to YoKratom.com, we're going to send the cartel after you and your family.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you go to YoKratom and think about ordering a hooker, if you even think about it, you're probably already mixed up with the cartel.
YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Go support those motherfuckers. They're the best. All right, where were we?
Oh, Dave. Mm-hmm. There's two people not going to Jamaica. I'd like to talk about some house cleaning here at Legion of Skanks.
Sure.
Lewis has now taken to weekly ordering a $150 tomahawk steak for the table at Legion of Skanks, which is hilarious. If that comes out of our pay, Lewis, I'm not buying you tomahawk steak every week. Not that fatty. That meat's too fatty.
I paid for it each time. However, I was going to propose that Skanks maybe start paying for any of the bills that come in, because that's crazy that the stand does not give me a free tomahawk steak.
No, what's crazy all is that everything. What's crazy is that everything.
All that we
else
do, we break
order.
Their glasses and tables, and they're not even willing to give me a free $200 steak. Fuck you.
No one except you has ever even thought to order this steak. Everything we've ever eaten has always been comped there.
Yeah.
So I ordered it
the first week, and then they came up to me after I ordered it. Here's the thing: the stand. And by the way, I'm not trashing the stand. The stand's great. I like legitimately.
Oh, by the way, their food is incredible.
And they're great. They're great partners. Like they, you know, the reason we don't do it there because we have to. We do it by choice. They're great partners, and they give a fuck about comedy. They give a fuck about letting us do what we want to do. They don't give us any fucking restrictions. And that's it. They for any shit people talk, like, we do bust their balls a lot, and they can be fucking dummies at times. But at the same time, those guys are actually good for comedy. All bullshit aside, right?
Absolutely.
So, but I will say, I order this. I was like, I wanted a steak because I'm doing this keto thing, and I'm just eating like just meat and fucking, you know, green vegetables. So I was like, oh, I want a steak, and they were like, oh, we have one steak on the menu, but it's like this massive tomahawk steak. And I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll just share it with people at the table. Who cares, right? So I was like, yeah, I'll order it. So they bring it out, and fucking, we eat it, and we all eat it. It's not just me.
Who?
It was the week that Kim was on. Kim and Dan.
I had none.
Maybe you had none, but Kim had some. Somebody had some. People had some.
I don't think I had any either. I had a burger.
No, you took a burger. You took a piece of the steak because I remember specifically giving.
I did take a bite of the steak.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even fucking matter if I ate all the steak. Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay,
I'm not paying for it.
No, they come up to me at the end of the show. And they're like, oh yeah, Joe Harari is like, oh, just so you know, you gotta pay for that tomahawk steak.
Yes, no, the time to tell you that would have been way before that.
When I order it, be like, oh yeah, just so you know, it's a thing on the menu that we don't comp. We have a limited number, whatever it is. I don't know if it's an aged steak. I have no idea what it is.
But to assume a steak that size would be comped. I wouldn't assume that would be comped.
I would assume that anything would be comped that we ordered, because everything we eat and drink is comped. So yeah, I wouldn't, I have no idea.
Anyway,
when
by
it
the
was
way,
ordered.
I didn't think about it, and I didn't know it was ordered until it showed up at the table, but I will say I knew from a couple weeks ago on the weekend, once they changed their menu. I mean, their menu now is like high end, actually. There's some like stuff on it you can get, but it's like, I mean, there's several things on there that are like $75 and shit like that.
This steak, here's the thing. If the three of us wanted to split the steak, right, is that any more expensive than the three of us, you know, drinking a couple drinks and having a burger? No, it doesn't even matter. The point I'm making is they should have fucking
watching Dave's mouth go up to smile as you were explaining that, when he was like, this is not a good analogy.
No, you're not understanding. They should have told me before I fucking ordered the steak.
What if I ordered it for a village? That would be a completely reasonable deal.
Then everyone's basically only getting $2 free because there's 100 of us eating it.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying, dude. No, they should have fucking said before I ordered it, hey, just so you know, you got to pay for the steak. So they didn't. So then I was like, oh. And then I was like, not even a discount, huh? And it's like, nope, not even a discount. I was like, I mean, I can't even like pay what you guys paid for it. You guys got a profit off me on this one.
Yeah. Like,
the logic makes no sense, right? Regardless. So I paid for it that week. The next week I came in knowing full well that I had to pay for that steak. That's how good it was.
But now you were hooked.
Now I needed that tomahawk steak. It was really good. So that's what happened. And I paid.
It's not a good food to eat on a podcast. A rare steak. Real
none of it's
chewy.
Good. If that podcast wasn't so good, people would be complaining about us eating that steak at the top of it.
I ate no steak.
All right, dude. All right, you're better than us.
Thank you. All right, just need to be said. Next topic, everybody. Now, could we do the? I wanted to bring you guys that video of the guy getting water thrown at him. It's two black guys doing a podcast. One's a host, one's the guest, and the guest keeps saying that he likes white women and not black women, or he likes white women more, and he just keeps saying over and over again, because like the host can't believe it. He's like, you don't like black women, and he keeps going, yeah, well, white girls, they suck your dick, get your clothes clean, dinner on the food on the table, and it's just gonna keep going back. You see this guy building yeah, let's up, see it. Can't believe it. Yeah,
wasn't there a guy who pushed a crazy black guy pushing an Asian chick in front of a train?
Sounds yeah, right.
Flipped a script
recently.
Flipped a script podcast.
Hold on, I don't know if this is it actually.
Oh, I guess he does it more than once.
What happened after?
Who the fuck says that? That's the first I read about it all the time, man. But she wants to be chased. Nah,
the one I showed you was
because like.
Did he do it already?
The way.
Cause can I just tell you why I threw the water?
Cause you find me. Oh, right?
Yeah, there's the water.
Get back on the mic. Wait, get back on the mic.
And they come and try to fight him every time.
Wait, hold on. Bring it back.
Yeah, I want to see why he throws it at her.
Maybe. Light skins or
I don't know.
I'm a picky Spanish dudes. Like I really don't know.
Picky Spanish
I'm very
dudes.
Picky. I'm very, very picky.
Oh.
Oh, you're an asshole for that.
Cool
you're
down.
An asshole. Oh. You're an
cool down.
Asshole.
Because no, I had to cool you down. Do you hear yourself?
She's trying to take it in stride.
Thank you, myself. Thanks. I needed that.
Do you hear cool down?
She's about to get mad, though.
Take a lap.
Do I look like what?
I mean, shit. You can't be racist like that.
No one's racist. No one's being racist. Come at me, go ahead. Ask another question.
I didn't know it was a girl that he threw the water on.
It's not. This is a different thing. He does this, I guess.
Oh, he does this. I did this with Mike Figgs. I threw coffee at him on my podcast once because he did a shitty Jamaican accent. It's not that bad.
That one makes more sense.
Here's the thing. Like, I guess out of context, like I would understand how, like, if that's his thing that he does, where like, I don't know, it's just sort of not a really thing.
I don't know. This other one is much funnier.
She also didn't look like she was actually mad. She was like,
no, she was.
She seemed not happy with it, but she took it.
She didn't know what
to
do. No, but I think she was.
I think I found it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy is. He's slow down. Like, man.
Cool down. Take a drink. This
fine.
Maybe
black woman's going to eat. A Spanish girl going to have to play with you. Like, here's the food. That's what I'm trying to tell you, my man. I'm just saying, like, your clothes is going to be done. You're going to have fucking.
Pause it. Is this his trigger? Is this talking about interracial dating?
He dude, if you say you don't like dark skinned black people, he gets pissed.
He hates it. Queen's Flip does not like this. Good.
Going to be fucking done. Your food going to be ready.
It's true.
You ain't gonna have to worry about no bullshit because they're gonna not listen to what the fuck you telling them, and that's it.
Wait, time
you ain't gotta wait for no fucking
time out. Repeat what you just said.
First of all, this guy looks, talks, and acts like Sherrod Small.
Flip the script, just Sherrod in a hat. If you told me that Sherrod in a hat right now, I just believe you.
100%.
And J.R. Smith.
And your food gonna be ready.
Why you prefer Spanish girls?
Listen to me, Queen Flip.
Listen. Don't call my name. You are black. You black.
I understand that, but you can't tell. You can't tell him
that you black as shit, motherfucker.
I like that the first couple times he's asking him to repeat it, he's repeating it, and then he goes, repeat that again, and he's like, listen to me, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Like, the guy thinks he really hasn't absorbed the point, but he's really just setting him up for his trademark water throw.
He's on his this guy's on his third rotation of food's ready.
First, like, I think everyone gets
just
the argument.
Food's ready. Ain't dealing with no shit.
He's like, and he's still there. He's like, oh my god, are you not food? What you eat? The things you eat a few
clothing
different times a day.
Done.
People have meals of that.
Washed clothing.
So you say Spanish girls are better than black girls?
Yes, I'm saying that. I'm jacking what I'm jacking. So your food gonna be ready. Your clothes gonna be done. They ain't gonna argue. You ain't gotta wake up to no fucking do rag or your clip smoked. So it's like,
oh, that's yo, damn. Up, oh,
shut up, my nigga.
Yo, you dead ass.
Shut up, my nigga.
Yo, come on, cool out. That's why this guy's a fucking herb, because that's what his thing is, right? He's trying to create like cool down. He had his phone out the whole time. He was planning that fucking move. That's why he kept on asking.
Oh, buddy, I got to tell you, that's for me. This is just for me to introduce my new thing called telling Jay tells the guest to take a lap when they say ridiculous things.
That's hilarious. I really like that, dude. It was on Monday.
Yeah.
That's your new thing from that, though.
Oh, that was immediately right then and there. Yeah, that happened on the spot. He said he liked Nikki Glaser's song a little bit. And I was like, dude. I know we just met today, but I need you to take a lap, dude. Come back and think about what you said. And then Kevin Clancy, our other guest at the end, said something to him like, I need you to take a lap also, dude. That's it.
Yeah.
Take a lap.
Cool down.
But it'll be fun because all along the like the Skanks fans stuff, they'll start telling people to take laps. Take a lap.
No, new t-shirt. Let's sell it. We got to pay for Lewis's steaks, evidently.
Darn you.
Take a lap. That's the steak shirt.
Yeah, no, like if.
All right, let's start a shirt and it can all go toward Lewis's steak money. We got to offset that cost somehow.
It should be called the shirt should say not even a discount.
Full price.
Well, I mean, so what is that there too? It's like, well, if the guest isn't in on it and you're just throwing water on him and he's like, what are you trying to fight me? And then it's so funny that everyone else is like, whoa, dude, cool. Chill. Like,
cool down. They actually are saying cool down. That's his thing. I think he throws it. See if that's this guy's deal.
Must be. How many cooldowns does he have?
I didn't know. This guy,
Time you come on, cool down, bitch.
Cool down. Cool yeah. Down. He goes, it's pretty hot in the studio. Well, bitch, cool down. Like right away.
I'm going to be like, hey, what's his name again? Queens.
It's Queens Flip.
Queens Flip. Just one suggestion. This is producer. Production note. Maybe don't bring up interracial dating with the next guest.
Oh, man, just be coming up because I keep talking about it. Hey, what's up? Nice to meet you, complete stranger. What race do you date? Why?
You better say dark, skinny, black.
Yeah, give me three reasons why.
I mean, there's a bunch of videos of him like
bullshit again.
There's a bunch of him. Let's do one like, more of having conflicts water. And shit.
Of him. He's a conflict. Yeah, it's control.
It's all about interracial dating.
Is it all water? Or is it all interracial dating?
do other things bother him? Does he throw other things?
Oh, I'm so pissed this one. I'm throwing some Hennessy. Juicy juice.
Let's see.
So here he has a flip. He has a beef with. Oh, no, sorry. This one, where did it go?
Jim Jones.
Gets into it with the game.
Hey, flip. Money on the line, nigga. Money on the line.
The game is
stupid. Stop fucking playing so much. Money on the line.
Over a game of CeeLo?
Oh, no. What are you, son? I told you, stop fucking. Don't fucking play. Don't. Hey, yo. Give me your money, nigga. Get off me.
Seems a bit scripted.
I don't think this is real.
Yeah, I don't think it's
real. Neither of them.
Black
no
people
punches.
Don't fight this way. Black people don't fight this way. I'm telling you right now. No. Nobody's really reacting. Their body language isn't reacting. They're grabbing each other like that.
Fake. I'm sure
no,
it's
very
fake.
I don't think
I'm
it's real.
I'm fine being fake. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe it's real.
I don't think that. I don't think that Queens guy even fucks black chicks. This is all fake.
I don't think he's black. Maybe it's a charade. What
been Sherrod the whole time?
He seems to be a YouTuber. He has 529,000 subscribers.
He's killing
solid.
Yeah,
good for him.
We got to start doing this stuff.
Yeah, we are creating contrived.
We really caught respect for that guy on those numbers, huh?
Here we are.
Who's this fucking idiot with his bullshit? Acting like he's fighting his friends. It's all stupid. Boat 500-some thousand. You say? Oh, wow. Hey, good for him, man. It's really cool.
He hangs out with Fat Joe. That's cool.
Oh, that's neat. Oh, Fat Joe's cool.
Yeah, he has a whole playlist of viral moments from his show or from things that he's done.
It.
Yeah.
I want to see some of his work. See if it all seems like bullshit of this guy's guy. That's a lot of people for it being bullshit. People want to watch like Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess they do. It's like, well, I stopped watching Jerry Springer because you're like, it's all bullshit now. It's like, there's no.
He just hits this guy with his own guitar. I don't believe in interracial dating.
Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl. Beautiful and sweet. I never knew
is that pink?
You were the someone.
I don't know, but she better be black. She goes, actually, I'm dark Dominican. You just bet.
Oh, it's all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all fake. It's hilarious.
Sucks dick.
That one was pretty funny, though.
No, it's all fake. That's pretty funny. We're idiots. We just had 10 minutes on this, and it's all fake.
It had to go to professional wrestling level.
I'll tell you what, though. Big Brody is real as shit.
Who's Big Brody?
Big Brody.
Oh, that's fucking great, dude. It just fucking comes in with a game.
See, these are my viral moments of when my friend pretends to hit me with a thing.
Like, I wonder if this is real or not. And the very next one was this. That's fucking hilarious.
Nope. All BS.
Now, is there any real ones? Because the one in the house was definitely fake. That was fake. The one with the guy with the water seemed
dude,
real.
Is it now we're doing, do you remember like when you were like eight? And people would tell you
some
that,
wrestling's
that
real.
WWF was yeah, you know, he's having one. You're like, yeah, no, I know that it's fake. But this one time, The Undertaker and Hulk Hogan, that was like, that one was real.
They were really
like,
pissed.
They were, that yeah,
they
one
call,
was
they call it
you
a shoot.
You know what's funny, though? You were like, we weren't totally wrong. Because now as you're an adult, if you watch, if you have Peacock Network, dude, that fucking, they do the Monday Night Wars. It's like a full series. And they break down every part of it. And it was really fucking like, very interesting times, man. That stuff. Like, some of those guys did do fucked up things in the ring to each other because they did hate each other. Like, they would fucking try to hurt each other.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, no, it did happen, especially like the older school guys, right? Like, I think there was like, you know, like guys that didn't respect each other in the locker room. You'd,
right.
you'd give them harder bumps. You'd fucking like guys that weren't supposed to be getting over, guys to be like rougher with. But it was like shit like that. It was like passive aggressive faggotry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you'd fucking, I'm going to out-act this bitch.
You'd give harder jazz hands.
Yeah, if you're angry, it's like being angry in the back of Broadway. This bitch is stealing my shine. She keeps standing in my light. Move over, Kevin Nash. I'm the gobbledygooker.
I just watched back at the one where he throws the water at that guy for talking down to black women, and it really does seem fake now that you have the context.
Now that we know the other ones are fake?
Because he does. He jumps over with that
yeah,
one arm.
The way that he jumps.
The worst position.
Yeah, like, and he starts kicking his legs like he's going to help him get over the table. Watch. Just watch how ridiculous it is.
It's all fake. This guy just has fake viral fights.
And a rubber couch.
Oh, yeah, this is all fake.
Yeah,
none
all
of it
fake.
Was real.
He didn't even knock over the water.
Like he's just grabbing him with one arm, like not even trying.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have made a better push than that if you wanted to get to him.
Yeah, one guy. Well, you're right. One guy wasn't. If a guy wants to fight you, one guy with one arm around your waist isn't going to do it, right? And if that guy's ready to jump over a table, you would have got to him already.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting a little urban. Do you hear the way I just said that? It's like he would have got him.
Because
you got by now.
Because you heard it here first. Luis J. Gomez thinks Queens Flip is faking the funk. You think he's not even afraid of the Sinaloa cartel. You think he's going to be afraid of you, Queens Flip?
By the way,
well,
Queens
look,
Flip,
at first,
if you're
first
listening,
I was like, I don't want no people Queens Flip. He'll come right after us. He's that guy.
No, and
watching it. Luis
going to show up
Flip,
covered in water.
He should know that Luis Gomez does not like dark-skinned black chicks.
It's not his thing.
I'm choosing a Latina chick over a dark-skinned black chick at literally 10 out of 10 times.
Well, she going to make your
always
food.
Ready.
She going to clean your clothes.
Clean your clothes.
Ain't going to deal with no bullshit.
Ain't no bullshit in the morning. That was funny. He's like, you got to deal with no bullshit? He goes, yeah, show me the chick. You don't have to deal with no bullshit.
Yeah, one. I don't give a fuck what color skin she has.
She's going to be polka dot. She's bringing you some bullshit.
She goes, she never complains. You're like, is this an alien form of woman?
Yeah, he goes, this is a human woman.
She never complains. She's got a horn on her head. She's got long silk.
He goes,
mane.
Sir, the woman you're describing should be wearing a burka.
She got wings.
She don't give you no bullshit. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. So that guy fucking all of his fake viral fights. By the way, like, I'm all of my viral fights, none of them are viral, but all of my fights on podcasts are at least are real.
Oh yeah. No, for sure. The fake one is, unless we say it's like fake, you know, like it was saying.
And by the way, I did both of the things. Like I did I've done the throw a drink playfully at my friend on a podcast, and I've done the peg a drink at my friend's head on a podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
I've lived every spectrum of what Queen's Flip is trying to project. That's really who I am.
Wow, you're the real Queen's Flip.
I'm the real Queen's Flip.
I got the glass of wine thrown at my entire face and didn't really get to do much at all about it.
Yeah, that's true. And then you got the glass that Lewis threw also. Lewis just said he hit a friend with the glass. He didn't specify it was the friend he was aiming
for.
Well,
I tried to aim at my friend's head and
hit a different friend.
Jay was there to catch it.
Oh, I didn't.
You blocked it.
You blocked it.
You blocked it. It kind of splattered all over.
I know, but I saw it. I saw it coming. It was.
Well, I wasn't trying. Look, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. I was trying to. It was.
You know, first of all, guys, you know, I got a cannon. I wasn't trying to throw heat. You know what I mean?
Well, it was the equivalent of a mush, right? You mush somebody.
You weren't trying to hurt anybody. You were trying to provoke someone into a situation where you could hurt them.
Yes. So it was a mush, right? So I could punch you, right? Which is, you know, an attack, or I can mush you, which is like, yeah, come on, let's go, attack me, bitch.
You throw a punch so I can punch you.
If I was throwing a glass, like a glass, that's like fucking wild. A little plastic cup of water is fucking, you know, just a, hey, what's up? Let's go.
Me? I was just trying to have a nice live podcast with some of my closest friends. What was I doing during all that? Oh, you know, just trying to have some fun with my bros.
Watching that back, we should revisit it because I wonder how you guys, we should do this on the next episode. I wonder if you guys would catch my back more now watching, because I watched it back recently and I was like, oh yeah, definitely. I mean, at one point when another man says, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, that's that.
Catch your back more. And
what regard catch your back more?
Yeah, well, you had my back. No, Dave had my back the whole time. And you sort of had my back too, Jay, to be honest.
No, I mean, I definitely had your back. I didn't understand why Kurt didn't think that's where it was headed.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I honestly think it'd be funny to watch it back. You guys did catch my back. I was
always like unequivocally. Yeah. I thought you were in the right. In that I thought Kurt was just wrong that day. I love Kurt.
The only thing you weren't in the right in was like just in the stupid worldview of the obvious, like, oh, you shouldn't even put your foot. I'm like, I don't know how anyone else thought it was going to go any other way. Like, once it got to that, that's why I didn't understand why he was doing it. I was like, I thought the guy came on to have like a fun talk, and he was like,
we might have been wrong.
Like, holy shit,
we were wrong in bringing Kurt on, thinking that when we were that heated, it was going to be anything but
no, but that's
me and Kurt are. Like, it wasn't going
to,
like,
but
go.
That was, but I knew that at the time, too. Like, I wasn't happy that we decided to do it, but it was like, I forget who put it out.
I thought a better chance.
To the audience. Tony put it out to the audience, and then the crowd was going crazy. And then Lewis was like, whatever, let's do it. And then, so there was like no stopping it at that point. But I was fairly certain that was how it was going to
I was worried about go. Something like that happening, but I also thought maybe us being like with the audience, it could just kind of be like, I thought, like, like Kurt will make you laugh about something for, you know what I mean? Like, cause he seemed to be like, how heated it was outside or how heated he was outside. I was like, oh man, like Kurt was like,
it seemed like he was ready to fight.
It really did.
It's very funny. Cause you know, people watched that and a lot of them were like, oh look, you know, Kurt at least was trying to make jokes. Lewis was just straight. I was so angry at that point. I wasn't trying to make jokes. And you got to understand the other side of it. I'm really angry. He said some hurtful shit, right? It's a guy that like I looked up to in comedy that it had gone really south with. Right. And now he's coming in, he's being like really disrespectful. And also my audience is now appropriately laughing at me. You should be laughing. But just, you have to understand like the optics from my perspective.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm so mad. And then he says something that a room of people laughing. I'm like, oh!
You look over, you look at everyone, they're just going like, that's so Lewis. He's such an idiot. You're right.
I feel like in Carrie,
we're all gonna laugh at you.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
You see, me and Dave aren't even laughing with it, but you see us all going like, ha, 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 ha. What's happening? Me and Dave are just actually concerned and nervous, but you just see us like smoking cigars,
making out with my girlfriend, like,
What's happening?
Dude, it was fucking wild. I was so mad at just I remember that first like laugh that he got. It wasn't even like It was, I remember the feeling of like, ugh. It's like, dude, it was like childhood anger just taking over me. But yeah, Kurt's great. We toured together after.
Yeah. There you go. You guys patched things up nice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're good.
Pretty cool. Should we wrap this some bitch up?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, wait. You want to see this real quick? Last thing. It says there's a video of him trying to get a hug in Jamaica. That's.
How would I handle a hug in Jamaica?
Does this mean this is real, Bobby? You think there's something like?
No, it's definitely fake, but it's just funny.
It's funny?
No, it's retarded, actually. But it's funny that we're going to Jamaica. It's not that great.
Okay. All right, we'll wrap this son of a bitch up. A fun one as always, everybody. We will be
fun in Jamaica, guys.
Yeah, we're not in studio.
Two weeks, I believe, in a row.
Two in a row?
I believe the next two in a row, we're not at the stand.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. At least
we're holding out. We're holding out for a free steak, so we won't be going to the stand for a couple of weeks.
Sorry, guys, we're in deep negotiation.
Just follow Legion of Skanks on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll let you know where we're going to be. There's a chance to follow. This Monday, for sure, we're not at the stand.
Yeah.
But the next Monday, maybe there's a chance we're going to be at the stand. Just we're looking at scheduling stuff right now. But either way, yeah, thanks for supporting the show.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. But right now, enjoy the world premiere of the Legion of Skanks tribute to Bob Saget song.
It starts with
Saget. I don't know why. When you died, everybody cried. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to take a celebrity death and make it about me. Time is a valuable thing. Mine was wasted when I heard Nikki Glaser sing. Watch Spotify, run in time. The song's only 3 minutes, but it feels too long. I only knew him from that one show. Friday night, before the winds lows. Trying to think, I don't even know. Oh, right, America's funniest videos. You seem like a pretty cool dude. Stephanie Tanner used to say, how rude. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard,
but couldn't cry. Cause in the end, I didn't really know him. He did my podcast, it was pretty cool. But in the end, I didn't really know him.
Full House was a pretty dope show. Uncle Jess used to fuck Aunt Becky, yo. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself to always cut it out. In spite of the way you were mocking me, DJ Tanner was not the girl for me. Not Michelle, even Stephanie. Kimmy Gibbler's the girl who got me. Things aren't the way they were before. You can't masturbate to teenagers anymore. Not that I'm saying you did, but it doesn't matter now because you're dead. You kept everything inside, or maybe you didn't. I don't really know. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard,
but couldn't cry. Cause in the end, I didn't really know if he waved at me once, or at least I thought that was for me. Cause in the end, I didn't really know.
Bob, his name was Bob.
Dead! Dead! Dead!
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.